Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC welcomes fall, and with it, local organic apples, pears, and more from family farms and ranchers east of the mountains, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Well, Nancy, even though we do nothing but talk about food, it's rare that we actually have some here in the Food for Thought studios. But what is it? You got all kinds of stuff here on the counter. What do you got?
Stein, I know how you feel about fruit. And you know that tomato is a fruit, right?
Yes, I know that.
Okay. Do you grow any tomatoes?
I don't grow any tomatoes.
Well, I do. And my tomatoes never get ripe enough, although I got to tell you, this summer was a great summer for ripe tomatoes. Nonetheless, this time of year, we're still hitting up with a lot of green tomatoes. That sun that's out there this week is going to go away, and there'll be plenty of green tomatoes. So what are you going to do with those, right?
Throw them out?
No, dear. You make stuff with them. So, in fact, this week in the Seattle Times, I wrote about different things that you can do with green tomatoes. And one of the really easy things is to make this tomato jam that Miss Edna Lewis has in an old cookbook of hers. 2 pounds of green tomatoes. That's not a lot. Cut them into little bite-sized pieces, about a half inch. Add 2 cups of sugar, a little bit of salt, and a thin sliced lemon. You cut up a lemon, but real thin slices. Toss them together in my Dutch oven. I did it overnight. You just sit them there overnight. Let it soak. Let it marinate. Next morning, you have a cup of coffee. Cook it for 20 minutes, a half an hour until it sets up. Now, it's going to be pretty loose. I brought tomato jam here for you, green tomato jam.
It looks very gooey.
It is gooey, but I want you to taste it with something delicious, which is a nice piece of ham, of course. Come here.
Okay. Only for you, Nancy.
Stein, if you don't like the ham, I also brought some meatloaf. Let's see.
I'd better try both. Okay, well, just dip it in there. I'll get the flavor, but I don't want the tomato goobers, you know.
Well, stop it, please. Just here. No. I want you people to know that what this guy is doing is trying to dip it in a little bit of the sauce. You need a little tomato schmutz on here. Here you go.
I can't.
You can.
It's tomato slime. Oh, it's really quite.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You're too much. Honest to God. So, Miss Lewis says you should put this on a nice Southern style biscuit. I say pork tenderloin, meatloaf, a nice piece of ham. A little bit on a ham sandwich would be great.
Yeah, it would. I have to admit, it's really quite tasty and would be good if only it weren't made of tomatoes.
And the truth is, the tomatoes don't even have to be that green. It's going to be a little looser if you just use tomatoes that are just starting to turn a little orange, a little red. But, whatever you got.
Okay. Well, that really is quite good, and thank you so much for sharing.
He rolls his eyes.
And I'll just reprint that on the Food for Thought website thing.
You can do a link to the story, and the recipe's included in the text, as well as a more involved recipe for green tomato chutney that I made out of a book called Saving the Season, which is a wonderful, wonderful book about preserving, whatever the season. So just because it's the end of the summer doesn't mean you can't be preserving throughout the year.
Well, what if I wanted to make that without the green tomatoes?
Well, use red tomatoes.
You
hate tomatoes.
Couldn't I use, peppers, maybe?
You know what? I bet that would work, too. So why don't you give that one a shot, since pepper season is upon us?
My Cubanelle peppers are all ripe now. They're beautiful and red. I'm going to use those instead of green tomatoes.
Okay, give it a shot. I'm curious to see how it comes out. And you can give the rest of this green tomato jam to the LNT. I bet she would appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, she would really like it. Thanks a lot. Just screw the lid on really tight so it doesn't escape and attack me in the car on the way home. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Picky 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 Stein.